Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. President Trump called it great news for America. Gavin Newsom accused the Republican Party of censoring us in real time, while Chuck Schumer called it a page out of the Chinese president's playbook. This is all over ABC indefinitely pulling Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air for comments he made about Republicans in the wake of the Charlie Kirk murder. Let's get details from our Amanda Alexander.
Susan, you can add Governor Hochul to the list of politicians weighing in. She posted on X, quote, "Freedom of speech must be protected. The Trump administration's effort to silence Jimmy Kimmel is unacceptable." But what got us to this point? This bit.
The MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
And possibly this.
All these terrible things happening, you would think that our president would at least make an attempt to bring us together.
Yeah, but you mentioned President Trump's remarks about the cancellation. That was posted on Truth Social. He went on to congratulate ABC for, quote, "having the courage to do what had to be done," and that Kimmel has zero talent. This tourist says he was excited to finally see Kimmel yesterday when this happened.
I was very excited to watch the show, but there was no explanation at all. They just came out. They told us, "We're really sorry, guys. Sorry for the inconvenience. I'm just going to have to ask everyone to leave."
But some New Yorkers have mixed reactions.
Why would you say something like that? So, yeah, very insensible.
They got so much craziness on TV right now.
And Jack says,
"Anything can get you canceled these days. So the way you dress, the way you act."
But no word from the man himself, Jimmy Kimmel, just yet. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at ABC Studios.
Incidents of anti-Semitic hate crimes in the city may be down, but nevertheless, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch announced stepped-up security for the Jewish high holidays.
Precinct commanders and community affairs officers will visit with local clergy leaders to develop plans tailored to each location. Traffic safety officers will monitor vehicle and pedestrian traffic conditions in your neighborhoods. And as always, there will be other security members that you certainly will not see.
Rosh Hashanah begins Monday at sundown. ICE ordered by a judge to clean up the situation at 26 Federal Plaza. That's where immigration detainees are being held. And there have been numerous reports of people being housed in spaces with less than 50 square feet per person. The order from a U.S. district court also mandates that ICE improve access to hygiene products, provide sleeping mats, and ensure those who are detained can call their lawyer within 24 hours of entering the facility. Many detainees have been arrested when they showed up for a court-mandated hearing at that building. Add Mayor Adams now to the list of those on board with Rider's Law. In fact, he signed an executive order to prepare for that law to take effect.
Horse-drawn carriage rides are still in Central Park, but Mayor Adams is pushing for them to go away once and for all, which some New Yorkers are on board with.
They do look tired and overworked. That's more of a reason to ban it.
But not everyone feels that way.
This is like a tradition. This has been for years.
Christina Hansen has worked as a horse-drawn carriage driver for over a decade.
We're carriage drivers. Electric carriages are not street legal in New York State. That is not a thing. It's a thing they hold out, like our horses, our lives, our stables, but the people in this business. We have been dehumanized.
Adams is calling on the city council to pass Rider's Law, and in the meantime, he's signed an executive order calling for tougher oversight over the industry. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Well, this is not good. A new report finds the public school attendance problem persists in the boroughs, with one-third of students chronically absent from school last year. This is from the mayor's management report, which defines chronically absent as missing at least 10% of school days. The new numbers are just a slight improvement from during the pandemic and higher from the decade before COVID, when the absentee rate was about 25%. When asked about this, a spokesman for Mayor Adams told the Daily News, "The proof is in the pudding. Chronic absenteeism has dropped to its lowest level in 4 years. This is historic success, but we won't stop here." Looks like the Gilgo Beach case is ready to go to trial. That was the word from the Suffolk County DA's office yesterday, which says it has turned over all the evidence now to the defense. That includes a list of expert witnesses who may be called at trial. The defense will now have 30 days to respond. On the heels of the Civilian Complaint Review Board investigation that found grounds for termination, family members and advocates will rally today outside One Police Plaza to call on both Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Tisch to fire the officers involved in the fatal shooting of 19-year-old Wynn Rosario. Family spokesperson Joo Hyun King.
It's really about ensuring that the NYPD actually moves forward on allowing the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which is New York City's police oversight agency, to be able to proceed with discipline against the two officers.
Rosario was shot in March of 2024 in Queens while holding a pair of scissors as cops responded to the teen having a mental health crisis. PBA President Patrick Hendry issued a statement saying police officers have zero faith in the CCRB's ability to act fairly and independently as is required under the city charter. A federal judge gives a win to the Trump administration in its efforts to kick Mahmoud Khalil out of the country. He's the pro-Palestinian activist who was arrested earlier this year for his role in the demonstrations on the campus of Columbia University.
The ruling from a Louisiana immigration judge says Khalil failed to include certain information on his green card application and orders him to be deported to Syria or Algeria. Khalil's lawyers will appeal, but they aren't expecting a favorable outcome, even though a federal judge in New Jersey previously ruled Khalil can't be deported while his civil rights case plays out. He's claiming unlawful retaliation because of pro-Palestinian views. His attorneys say the Trump administration will stop at nothing to try to silence Khalil, who has not been charged with a crime. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
This note from 1010 Winds. That concert for Canines and Their Companions has been rescheduled. It was supposed to be yesterday evening, but because we had rain, they postponed it until tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m., over by Madison Square Park at the Plaza on East 25th between 3rd and Lex. This is presented by the Schwartzman Animal Medical Center's Usedan Institute. It's going to feature this group, the Dolphin String Quartet from Juilliard. So bring your pooch, enjoy the music, as well as a photo booth and all sorts of useful info on caring for your dog. All right, no word if this plays when you walk in the door, but the Dun Diner is opening at Rockefeller Center. Yep, it's a Law & Order-themed eatery to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the Criminal Justice TV show franchise. But good luck getting a table. As of now, it's only going to be open the weekend of October 3rd through the 5th, and you will need to make a reservation. Those open Friday at noon. That would be tomorrow. Go to explore.com/Dun Diner.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.